For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. I love that verse. It's also quoted in Luke, and the meaning is very easy to understand. In Luke 17, he quotes it. And they ask him in Luke 17, verse 37, he says the same thing. Well, actually what they say is, two men shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, the other left. It's the rapture! It's the rapture! See? No, they say, where, Lord? Where will they be taken? Good question, right? Are they going to be taken to heaven? Where are they going? Where are those who are taken going? Where? And he says to them, because we know where the ones who are left are, they're left in the field. They're left grinding. The ones who are taken, that's what the question is. Where, Lord? Where are they taken? Well, we're going to get to find out. They're taken in the rapture. They're taken to heaven. And of course, they'll see a feast there and lots of pastries to gobble up. No. Verse 37, Luke 17. And he said to them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. That's a very cryptic saying. It's meant to be. It's meant to be a bit cryptic. It's a little bit of a parable. But in the book of Revelation, we read in chapter 19, verse 17. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and eat the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. There's the supper of the bird. The birds are going to, because when Jesus Christ comes, and he slays the wicked with the sword of his mouth, they are going to die, and their bodies are going to rot, and the birds are going to come. That's where they are taken. One shall be taken, the other left. They'll be taken in the deception. They'll be taken to the battle of Armageddon. They're going to be taken and slain. Taken and cut open. Taken to be devoured. Taken to be gobbled up by the birds of the air, by the vultures and the eagles, and all the birds of prey coming down and roosting on their flesh to devour their eyeballs and devour their tongues and to snap off their ears. He will give their flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field, but specifically to the birds, because the pile is so great, the corpses are so thick, the blood is so deep. The bloods are going to have to rest on the bodies, floating in the blood. Verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers in the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. For Satan also is cast out of heaven in the book of Revelation. So don't be deceived by the first thing that falls from the sky. Understand? There will be a lot of things falling from the sky before the Lord returns. But there will be a sign of him. The sun will be darkened. The sun's also going to be darkened before he returns, though. I warn you now. Jesus didn't warn, but I'm going to warn it. You know why? No one's listening to me. He didn't put it in writing like this, but he put it in cryptic sayings from Revelation to the prophetic utterances of the New and the Old Testament, which he has given to me to understand, and I will cause you to understand them as well. He's not going to be in the desert, in the secret. You know, oh, look at, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. You know, oh, turn on the TV, it's Jesus. No. It's going to be like the shining of the sun from the east to west, like a flash of light across the sky, in an instant, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's all I know. You know, I know it isn't Jesus, because he's not going to, this Christ isn't going to change me, he's just going to tempt me. The tribes of the earth are going to mourn, because they're going to be following after one that is not, oh, we made a mistake! Ah! They're going to see him coming with great power. The difference between the two is going to be so stark. It's going to be shocking. The false Christ is going to have all these powers, and they're going to be impressed and thinking, this has to be God. This has to be God. He shall send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the one end of heaven to the other. That's when we're going to be gathered to Christ. After the events of all that tribulation, after our testimony, after our being slain, after, and not all will be slain, we're not going to all perish, but we will all sleep, and the rest of us who are alive and remain to that day, well, we're going to be changed. Personally, to me, that I would rather die and be raised and obtain a better resurrection for my suffering. But there's no dishonor in remaining to the end to be changed. If he changes you, that means you are his. And you will be you are not any less. But I can't help but there's something better about suffering for his name's sake. You don't have to die to suffer. Sometimes life can be a fate worse than death. Doesn't mean they don't suffer. Notice the trumpet. That's the last trumpet, the final trumpet, the seventh trumpet. That's when Christ comes. Verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. There's a parable to be learned of the fig tree. Remember when he cursed the fig tree? We liken that to Israel. A lot of people liken this parable of the fig tree to Israel becoming a nation. I'm not so sure that that is like the sign of the end or of a generation that's not going to pass. Though that may be correct. But to me, it doesn't concern me because I'm going to look at the thing as a whole. What does he say? He says, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near, is nigh, which means near. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Again, what does he say the parable of the fig tree is? It's very simple. When she shoots forth branches and tender leaves, you know that summer is near. So does that mean when Israel starts shooting forth leaves and branches, that means that the end times are near? Well, Jesus interprets it himself. He says, you, when you see all these things come to pass, when you see these things, it's like seeing the shoots and the branches and the leaves coming out, and you know it's coming closer. When you see all these things, not just, and he doesn't even mention Israel becoming a nation. As being all these things. What things? Oh, the fig tree. No, all these things, the tribulation and all that stuff he's been mentioning up to this point. When you see the persecution and the abomination of desolation and the great tribulation that he's talking about, when you see these things come to pass, you know that it is near at the doors. Verily I say to you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Sorry, I get confused between... I've memorized Mark 13, and when I read Matthew 24, I tend to revert, and so I get the words wrong, because there were two similar speeches given. I don't think that it's the same speech recorded errantly twice, but that he may have given the same talk about the subject. It's like me. People say, Paul, you repeat yourself all the time. You say the same stuff over and over again. Don't you think Jesus might have repeated himself once or twice? Because our ears are a little thick, because we don't understand things readily. So he probably repeated himself.